This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Tomorrow marks a peculiar milestone in the history of the American economy, one that most of us, honestly, today can't even begin to fathom. January the 8th, 1835, Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States, paid off the national debt. As in, the red turned to black. Not just no annual deficits, but an actual positive bank balance, if you will. John Steele Gordon is an economic and business historian of the American economy. John, it's good to have you with us.
I'm glad to be here.
What did Jackson do to get the debt down? I mean, how did he do it? You know, we're spending a lot of time in Washington talking about the debt and not really doing anything about it. What did Jackson do?
Well, what he did was the government was, its tax revenues were growing because of the prosperity, but he also refused to spend that money on things like internal improvements, as they were called then. Today we call them pork. And so he kept vetoing internal improvement bills, saying as soon as we pay off the debt, then we can talk about roads and bridges. And that's what he did.
Debt was a personal thing for Andrew Jackson, wasn't it?
Yes, he'd gotten involved in a land deal, and he ended up owing a ton of money with a bunch of useless, you know, worthless notes because a partner of his had gone bankrupt. And so he really hated debt. He hated it personally, and he transferred that hate to the federal government.
What was going on that day in 1835 when Andrew Jackson said, here we are, ta-da, debt-free?
Yeah, well, they were out of debt, and the country was undergoing an enormous boom at that time. It was a great deal of prosperity.
What happened in the following years, though, I guess, is a better question.
Well, what happened is that the boom came to an end. There was a speculation in land, which turned into a bubble, and when Andrew Jackson pricked that bubble, the consequences were a deep recession, or depression, which lasted 6 years, the longest depression in American history.
Let me rephrase that and not put words in your mouth at the same time. We need a certain amount of debt to make the economy function.
Well, I'm not sure we need it, but the national debt and the federal bonds and stuff are used as collateral for other things. They'd have to find where would we put that capital we now have $17 trillion of in order to use it productively.
What is this thing we have with debt? I mean, it goes back to Andrew Jackson and frankly, beyond, you know?
Well, it started in the American Revolution because we had to fight a war to achieve independence, and war is a very expensive business. So we had to borrow money or print it, which we did a great deal of, in order to win the war.
This is I will grant you a huge hypothetical, but what would happen today if, through the miracle of whatever economic science you choose to follow, we got rid of the national debt? And you know, let's say we just carried a 30-day credit card balance and that was it.
This is all very theoretical. Nobody really has any idea what would happen if we paid off the debt. Of course, we're not going to do so. You know, you could find a gold mine under Capitol Hill and it wouldn't pay the debt off.
What do you suppose Andrew Jackson says if he comes back to life today, walks to Times Square and sees that national debt clock at, what is it, $17 trillion-something dollars now almost?
I suspect Andrew Jackson would challenge him to a duel. That was usually his response to things he didn't like.
John Steele Gordon is a business and economic historian. His most recent book is a revision of a book he wrote called Hamilton's Blessing. It's about the debt. John, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.